Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, and I'm looking at a story right now in the Wall Street Journal. It's titled, Why Mortgage Rates Haven't Fallen Since the Fed Cut. Federal Reserve cut interest rates, and then mortgage rates went up. Yeah. I know. People thought, well, this is it. It's going to be easier, and somewhere behind the scenes, there are some people somewhere actually paying attention to what's going on, and there's a lot of bad stuff going on. Just thought I'd share that with you. Now, an hour from now, we're going to have fun. Mike Dickinson is going to be here, and we're going to talk wrestling and sports entertainment. Two totally different products. I'm just telling you that right now. Totally different products. And this six-part series on Netflix called Mr. McMahon. I've now watched it twice. It's fascinating. But we'll talk with Mike about that in about an hour. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., you know what happens, right? The best weekend radio show anywhere happens on this very radio station, In the Garage with Stan Andruski. And I am always happy on Fridays to welcome my brother from another mother to this very radio program. Good afternoon, Stan.
Jeff Katz, the man, the myth, the legend. What's going on, Jeff?
Well, we got one or two things that are happening. You know, there's great excitement over there, and there's great boredom in the other corner. So all is right with the world.
Yeah, and don't give away McMahon. And I just started about 3 o'clock this morning watching this thing, and I'm on like episode two. So keep your trap quiet. Do not give it away. In the garage tomorrow. So much going on.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, the strike that was getting ready to happen, and then it's been thwarted, thank goodness, how that was going to affect people's parts. We already started seeing people buy we ran out of supplies in like a couple days. People were actually starting to hoard clamps and all this little stuff, light bulbs, that quick.
Yep.
And, you know, one big answer for that is make it here.
Yeah.
And we can't make it here because they tax the crap out of people, and then they over-regulate everybody. We just got to be really careful. This is, guys, I have these conversations about cars and how it affects your car because that's what we see, and I bring receipts as to why it happened. Same thing I said about EVs 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. You're going to see them switch back to hybrids because it's not clean, like they say. Yep. Wind energy is not clean, and neither is solar. It all goes to batteries, and they're way dirtier than anything you're driving right now on the road. So what does that mean to you? Well, we have floods out west. We have a lot of cars that you've seen flipped over, destroyed, but then you're going to have some that just got completely soaking wet and shorted out, and they're going to be on the market in the next year to 18 months everywhere. So you're going to have to be very careful reading your Carfax. You're going to want to bring it into shops that can figure out if you might have flood damage. You don't want to get cars that are flood damaged. Mm-hmm. You want to really be checking all your leases and make sure, titles, and making sure that there's not anything salvage or flood repair, anything like that on there. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. And we have a special guest in the studio. Jeremy has been one of my master techs now going on 3 years. He was a 15-year master tech shop foreman at BMW. And we're going to talk some about, just what's going on to today's world of repair, some of the things he's seen as a family man and having to deal with in their own car repairs, also every day-to-day what we're seeing for technology and where it's going. So that should be a lot of fun. I hope people will be calling in the morning.
Yeah.
And we're excited about it. But I do want to just beg and plead for everyone.
Okay.
If you have the time or the resources, please go online and find out how you can help with what's going on. I am very fearful from what I hear from people that we have shops out there that haven't had power since the storm still. And if shops haven't had power since the storm, neither have people. And so there are people still missing. This is going to rival or be at least as bad as Katrina. Mm-hmm. And we have got to get resources out there. Call your congressman, call everybody, tell them to get our federal government every resource they have. And if they don't have money, take it away from something else that we've blown it on. And start getting these people some help. We have people that have not eaten in a week. We have people that are dying by the second, and our government has completely failed them. Our local governments have done great. Yep. The communities, the churches, Red Cross, Samaritan's Ministries. Please, guys, please, if you don't, and I'll be honest, if you have the time and resources, grab a trailer, head that way. I don't know. Go help someone. Yeah. I don't care what they say. You can help somebody, but I would do your research first. And please, guys, put prayers for these people. We have people that are losing their businesses, they're losing their houses, and they're losing their lives. That's right. And their loved ones. So please say prayers for them. I hate to be this heavy. I just have to do it.
Well, no.
I have to talk about it.
Yeah. I don't think any of us should be apologizing for it. These are Americans. These are our friends, our neighbors, our fellow countrymen. These are people we ought to be thinking about and praying for and helping in any way that we possibly can. And it is a sad state of affairs when we are looking at a situation and we've seen it play out. And I know that certainly as we talk about cars, we don't get political, but the reality of the situation is...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That the DHS secretary said, hey, we don't have any money. We know the billions that just went to Ukraine. We know the billion that's been spent on housing illegal aliens in New York City. And then we have the vice president saying, oh, every household, not person in the household, Stan, but every household can get $750. And all you have to do is sign up online. And the tone deafness coming from that federal government, to me, is absolutely staggering.
How are you going to cash that check, Jeff? How are you going to get that money?
Right.
Most people still have not got that money. So you need cash on the ground. You need people on the ground. You need fuel tankers, yep, so generators can power. You need generators. I just left Lowe's. There are generators from top to bottom in Richmond. There's no reason they can't be there already, right? So we need this. A few days without electricity, if you guys remember what happened to us.
Yeah.
During Gaston and at the same time Isabel, and this place looked like a war zone.
Right.
And we were out for 14 days and things got really weird. But thank God you could travel from Henrico over to, Richmond, or you could travel from Richmond over to Shore Pump, and there were food and there was gas, and we made it. These people have nothing and no way of getting anywhere. It's like, yeah, it's worse than any third world country. And so my fear, Jeff, is that we have to understand we cannot help 7 billion people in this world by bringing everybody here. We can't afford it.
Yeah.
So, and here's the other thing. I'm not talking even money. I'm saying, how do we crawl before we can walk? We can't. We've got to be able to help ourselves and get strong like we've always been in the past. And we're not right now. I sit here and listen to these job reports now. For 6 months, this is what's bothering me about our news media. 6 months, you said we've gained in jobs, and they have corrections where we lose 60% of that gain. So somebody's lying. This job market, this job that came out today, this job report, watch what happens in 15, 20 days.
Yeah.
Or after the election. It's going to be corrected because it has to be. Otherwise, they can't give the money they want to give away.
Yeah.
So that's how this thing works. It's going to be corrected, and it's going to show that this economy right now is having big, big trouble because of what our leadership has done. And where's the news media for these people that have been dying? For 5 days, they were quiet. Now they're just starting to report as of last night.
Yeah.
What the hell are y'all doing in the news media? Shame on all of you for worrying about bashing presidential candidates on both sides. I don't care. There's people dying. And in 4 years, there'll be another president. In 4 years, there'll be another president. These people's lives are dying. They're being changed, and nobody's reporting on it. You have people shooting at presidents, almost blowing their brains out on TV, and the next day it's like it never happened. Where is our news media?
Yeah. No, listen, Stan, I'm with you on that. Let me ask you a question semi-related to this, but I know that you, of course, are very, very active at Heights Church. Is there any word coming from Pastor Josh or any of the folks there about maybe doing some sort of a run or, you know, some sort of mission work to get down there? Is there anything about that yet?
Yeah, I love this. And so we're part of ARC, which is Association of Related Churches. We're part of that across the country, and we are putting funds and we are putting resources, everything we have, into that area, and we're going to continue to do that. And if you go on our website, well, we have some links on things we're doing as well. But what I want to tell you is it does take a community. And all it takes is just, I mean, I know right now, like, I think Amazon's having something. If you purchase, they give a percentage. Red Cross, right? You have Samaritan's Ministries now that is doing things that you can give money, you can help with. They have teams you can sign up for to go help. You know, we're going to get through this together, but the argument is we're the most richest country in the history of the world, and we have helicopters still sitting down at different places across the country that could be helping. Like, go grab people off their roofs. But we don't have the money to fuel them because we spent it somewhere else in a different country. And our citizens are dying because they paid into this tax system their entire life. Where is that? I'm all about helping people. I'll help anybody. Everywhere around the world, we need to have our footprint helping. Not ruling, not telling them what to do, helping them. But This is what we do with our cars. We're in the service industry, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Why do I have any authority to speak? Because I serve you every single day in this community. So do you. This is what we do. We're in a service industry when we fix cars. It's the service, automotive repair service. Yep. That really has weight to me. So we're helping people any way we can. And we have shops and shop owners down there that are completely obliterated that are still out there in the community when they've lost everything themselves. Mm-hmm. But they can't get money. They can't stay at a hotel up there. The hotels, they're down. They can't even take money right now. Well, the only thing they can take, they started taking, as of yesterday, was cash. Yeah. No ATMs for 150 miles, and you can't even get past three bridges are gone. So, please, guys, just pray. And look, as a community, we can do this. I don't have all the answers. I don't know how to tell you to help. And it may require more than just, you know, going home on a Friday and drinking a glass of wine, and maybe it just requires that and $10 to somebody. But get up and read. There's all you can get online. Just let's do something. We have to help. Our government's not. They're not. And we should. This is why when they say, "Oh, the government's going to shut down," I'm like, good. Who's it going to affect? Everybody's Social Security and welfare is a check that is going to go out regardless. If it doesn't, it's because a president says he signs and says this isn't going out. But even when the government shuts down, our poor are still being helped. But what happens is places like this that can't send helicopters or can't sign, they did not sign Title 10, Jeff, until yesterday afternoon, which the president has to sign to give federal helicopters, federal resources to these states. It wasn't signed till yesterday. The states asked for it the second day. Again, we don't need to be political. Just do your job. And so we're running long.
There you go.
Tomorrow, I promise, we'll be lighter. We'll be lighter tomorrow.
Absolutely. Stan, listen, I appreciate you being here, and we're all going to be looking forward to listening to In the Garage with Stan Andruski tomorrow. You've got the car questions, I swear to you. Stan's got the car answers, and one of the many things I love about Stan, and I've shared a lot of things I love about him, is his passion for helping, and it comes through every single time I chat with him. Let me tell you, we talk about any number of things, but invariably the two of us are together, and it all comes back to how are we helping in some way or another. Do yourself a favor, listen to the best weekend radio show tomorrow morning starting at 8, and I would absolutely heed Stan's advice, and I think we've all got to step up to the plate and try and help as best we can. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.